Hey everyone, welcome to the Work Time Fun Podcast. I'm your coworker L, and let's get started. On today's podcast, I am joined by one of my great friends, special guest, if you can introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jeff, known him for quite a while. Interested in our anime, comics, and random stuff that go pew pew pew.
Yeah, I was going to actually introduce you and ask you about all those things, but hey, that's good that you said it yourself.
Work time fun, huh? Yeah. Not the closet. Anything but the closet. Just kidding.
Oh, man. Hey, everyone. Yeah, this is my buddy Jeff. We go back, way back from, I guess, grade school and to now. There's so many things I could go over, but that's not it for right now. All we need to know is that I got a new guest. Welcome, Jeff. How are you doing?
All right. Forgive me if my dog barks. He has his weird moments, but he's quiet right now, so I'm all right.
Yeah. I like your little doggy there. Is that right if you share his name?
His name's Yoshi, and he's just sleeping right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like Yoshi. Just like Yoshi from Super Mario, right?
Oh, yeah. He squeaked as a pup, so that's became his name. He did a meep.
Actually, I never asked, is that how you came up? I mean, just because of Super Mario, or did it have some other origin for his name?
Oh, no, because he did the first, when I first had him, I held him.
Yeah.
He went, meep.
Oh, really?
So if you like YouTube the old Yoshi commercials, It went, meep.
That's Yoshi's, so, Yoshi's sound.
That's how he got his name, yep.
Ah, nice.
He did it himself, meep.
All right. Got Yoshi's origin story right here, folks. Oh, man. So on today's podcast, you know, we're kind of going to kind of freestyle it right now, but we do have the intended topic of X-Men 97, latest episode, which is episode 7, and it's called Bright Eyes, I believe. So we can get into that. But usually when I start off, I just usually ask my guest co-host, like, hey, what else have you been watching in the past week or so? Is there any other stuff that's pretty interesting that you're into?
Just the Egghead Island arc from One Piece. Catch up on anything, and now the season 3 trailer from One Punch Man took 5 years.
One Punch Man. Oh man, I know we were chatting about that before. I barely saw that second season, just last month. It's been out like a couple years already, right?
5 years ago.
Is that when it came out?
Yeah.
Holy
right
crap.
Before COVID.
Yeah. And even before, when did the first season come out?
I think probably 7 years ago or 8 years. Yeah. Pretty long.
Yeah.
A while back.
I know it was a while back, and it took a couple years to get to the second season.
Let's see. 13. That few is 13 this year. So, yeah. I think probably 13 years ago.
Yeah. However
long. Takes about 5 years for that. Yeah. Takes a while.
So is it actually going to be coming out this year, or when is it?
Yeah. September this year, I think. It should be coming out.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
That's something we can get into. I know, like, on this podcast, we did delve into anime, so usually we stick to the superhero kind of genre, Marvel, DC, etc. But we're expanding. Mostly because of lack of, you know, Marvel content the past few months, until, you know, Deadpool Wolverine comes out.
Don't forget to get the exclusive popcorn bucket. I don't know if those are real or not.
Oh, whatever that's going to be.
Those pictures are hilarious. But like, I don't know. Can never tell what's real anymore on the internet.
Which one have you seen? I've seen the one where he has like a big wide mouth open in the bottom.
It had two openings. Yep.
Oh, two openings. Oh no! I don't want to know what the other one is.
Yeah, that was like, oh no, that was pretty wrong.
Oh no! Oh man, that's cool. So One Piece, yeah. One Punch Man. What else? One World? No.
Back to Dragon Ball. Whoa, they're going back to little kids.
Oh, no. You heard they're making a live-action Dragon Ball, right? Another one?
No.
Is that true? No, wait, no. I take that back.
It's Naruto.
Naruto. That's right. I was like, and
Naruto,
that's by...
Naruto is going to be...
From the director who did the Shang-Chi movie, right?
Yeah. I was like... I don't know. Naruto had a lot of fillers. If they do it without the filler, it should be okay.
Well, I mean, if they do a movie, then it really shouldn't have fillers. It's going to be a movie, right? Not a series.
That's not going to be a series like One Piece is. Oh, well, you can't really. Yeah, you can't really do a full movie with it. I don't, or can you? Well, it'll be, there's too many story arcs to chase.
I know, it'd either have to be an intro, or it'd have to be like Shippuden already. You know,
it would have to be like a three part movie. Mm-hmm. Like, at least there's three major arcs in it.
Well, maybe that's why. Maybe they'll expand it into like a trilogy or something. If it does well, and hopefully not get the Dragon Ball Evolution treatment. You know. Oh man, I don't know this. Well, in that respect, do you think Dragon Ball deserves like a better live action remake?
No, nothing beats the original Chinese version of Monkey Magic. It is basically Dragon Ball, the original Dragon Ball, not Z, just Dragon Ball.
It's Dragon Ball,
like where you get to the Kame saga, the Kame and Piccolo saga. That ending. Mm. That was actually pretty decent.
And that's when Piccolo was a bad guy, right?
He was Yep.
Yeah.
And then you had Yamcha and Poir in there too. So it's like,
Oh man, Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Well, another well awesome show.
Yeah, that's stuff you just grew up with that's become common now. It's like it's just not the norm now. It's like, Goku. It's no longer the guy from Fortnite.
I know. Back in the day, that was like, animation, whatever. Like, it was something, it was cool among people who watched it, but not cool with everyone else, would you say? I don't know.
That's how it would back in the day, it would just classify you as a nerd.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Nerd.
And then now it's like so commonplace. It's like, oh, man, anime? Hell yeah. You know, like everyone's into it, or at least it's accepted, right?
Nowadays, or some forms of anime, there are still that strange genre of the furries.
Okay. No, I haven't delved into that, but I can kind of guess.
Don't watch Beastars.
Beastars.
Or it's kind of awkward. It's weird. It's like basically Zootopia on crack. Yeah.
It's weird.
Just watch it. Yeah. Just think of Zootopia, but like more adult.
Okay. Gotcha. Thanks for letting me know something to avoid. So
it'll bring you to a whole new world of weird.
All right. Yeah. That's all right. I'll just stick to whatever. Let's see.
We'll stick to the X-Men.
Yeah.
Normal stuff. Saturday morning cartoons.
There you go. And speaking of, we got the latest episode of X-Men 97. I guess we could dive right into it. Episode called Bright Eyes. And I don't know. I know you're more well-versed into comics and stuff, so I'll probably be asking you some questions about it. But, I mean, in this X-Men episode, it follows up after the whole massacre in Genosha, right?
Yeah. That
Sentinel.
Actually, it was like the new Master Mold, whatever, came over and then just blew up Genosha.
Yeah, that's a trip. I mean, that huge Master Mold was floating in air. I don't know what that was. Usually I just see him sitting somewhere, like being a factory to build other Sentinels. I didn't know he could fly.
This was like a little scorpion thing.
Yeah. And like things flying. Is that like an upgraded version, or is that something that's just like created through Mr. Sinister, as you know, it was revealed last episode that he was behind it, sort of?
I think that was like a new Master Mold created from the old head. It had three heads.
Uh-huh.
And then Cable popped in again.
Yeah. He popped in and said, sorry, Mom. Yeah, I got to let you die.
It's kind of funny because, like, the whole title, Bright Eyes, was like the old nickname. Someone gave it to Cable. I think it was Wolverine. Yeah. Like, might have given Bright Eyes to Cable's nickname. It was like, old Bright Eyes over here. It was like, remember, he has that little shiny star eye.
Yeah. Which one's the bright eye? The tattooed one on his right, or the bright eye that shines on the left?
Yeah, that's why I'm not sure. That's why they gave him the nickname Bright Eyes.
Yeah, all the online references I see, I think it's Rogue who called him Bright Eyes when at first they were like fighting each other. when they didn't know he was
That's from the old cartoon.
From the original.
Bright Eyes.
That's right. He doesn't even show up until later on. Just see the beginning. Okay. The beginning, you know, it's like the whole, what's it called? Funeral, right? For
Gambit's funeral.
Yeah, Gambit's funeral. So.
Like, I was going to think of who was the, who's the guy with the long hair? Is that Longshot? In the funeral?
At the funeral? I think those were all his, like his family. Well, quote unquote family from, you know, when he was a thief.
Oh, yeah. His gang.
Yeah. Oh, what did it call
it? Like Lux.
Yeah. Like whatever his gang was before he joined up with the X-Men. Like those are all the people he was like when he used to be doing thievery or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know all their names, but I remember some of them at least.
Yeah.
Not that they have any speaking parts anyways, but.
No, they're just filler characters.
Yeah.
To me, they were.
I almost confused the girl as Rogue almost. I was like, oh, wait, that's not her.
Oh, because she had the colored hair.
Yeah, the two-tone, dual-tone hair.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she looks a little different. Until, like, Jubilee goes all crying. Like, why isn't Rogue here? She should be here.
Yeah.
I saw that part. And then,
well, at least they kept that true. Jubilee was always a crybaby.
come on, she's an adult now, right? She just turned 18. Freaking kid.
Giggity.
Yeah.
Giggity. All right.
That's another thing. And then the cool thing that I like is, actually, I saw this like in a little clip online, Rogue flying through the desert and just attacking that military base. Like, oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That base was the Hulk's base. If you look, it was General Ross.
Yeah.
It was a reference to the Hulk.
Was that something that they said it was a place for where they could try to contain the Hulk? Was that ever in like
it was a place
in a movie?
It was part of the Hulk. Yeah, it was the Hulk movie.
Oh, it was the Hulk movie? Which one? With which actor?
Ang Lee.
Ang Lee. So Eric Bana.
Yeah.
Hulk. Okay.
But still pretty much the same. I was like, oh man.
Wait, is Eric Bana considered part of the canon? Or is that separate?
I don't know.
What are they going to call that part of the multiverse thing?
It'll be probably called the multiverse. Yeah. There's too many weird things that went on.
Eric Bana as the Hulk or whatever his name. And then Jennifer Connelly as, what's it called? The same one that's, I'm trying to think of now, Edward Norton's version.
No, I don't know. The only thing that came up to my head was Yane? Just the Thor. Thor going, Yane? From Love and Thunder. Like, I don't know why. I just came in my head.
Okay. Oh, man. Love it. All right. So, anyways, you got Rogue going through there, going all crazy, trying to find, what's it, Gyrick
to get to Trask. Gyrick,
yeah.
The dude with the glasses.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the other thing I wanted to point out, so, like, in this episode, you see a lot of the X-Men getting unhinged. They're like, getting the rage out because, of course, the Master and Genosha, Rogue, obviously, because, you know, she's mad about Gambit dying.
And Magnus.
And Magneto, that's right. So she's getting all, like, seeking revenge.
She's all emoed out. Yeah.
Like, holy crap, she's taking it out. But then...
Just a blind rage.
Yeah. Even when I'm seeing the next part, it's like Cyclops talking to, is it President Kelly? Whoever the president is of this world.
Yeah, it should be Kelly now.
Yeah. And then it's like... When they're talking, and it's like, you know, when he doesn't get the help from the president that he's asking for, you know, he's getting a little bit antagonistic there. Like, he's like.
Yeah, he's getting mad.
Yeah, he's getting mad. Like, uh-oh, we're getting into, like, a dark time with the X-Men here.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to get into that. So, I mean, they have that.
Eventually.
They have that whole part. And then the thing that's trippy is like, okay, so. How did they get Gambit's body to, did Rogue bring him back or did they fly to Genosha and fly back and then fly back to Genosha in order to do the cleanup crew? And, you know,
like how did you forget the main guy.
Which main
guy? The little furry blue guy.
Yeah.
Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler.
He was still alive.
That's true. That's true. Could have just teleported him back.
Yeah, Mr. Pester was just teleporting back and forth right there, man.
Insta travel. I guess that.
Yeah.
All right. That doesn't need explaining. I just thought it was funny because it's like, oh, 1 week later, and then now we're going to Genosha to help them, you know, clean up and find survivors. Like, come on. I mean, I'm just thinking, if the X-Men went there earlier, like right after it happened, you think they could have found more people and saved more mutants? I mean, you know, why did they wait a whole week? Why did they wait a whole week?
Wolverine was having fun with the real Jean Grey. That's why. He's like, Jean was like off on her own. The real Jean was off on her own. Everyone was all doing their own thing. Jubilee was partying with Rich Kid.
Everyone was off busy doing their own thing.
Yeah, and then they were like getting interviewed by I guess the media.
Oh yeah,
like Beast.
Beast, somewhat girlfriend person reporter. I don't know. Well, not really.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they were friendly up to a point when she started making some commentaries about like how humans and you know can't really tolerate mutants or whatever, and then he got like Beast got all pit. Oh, that's another one. Beast got all mad, like say, "Excuse me, reporter lady. Well, you know, you can't. I have to tend to my stuff, because you can't deal with our tolerance or whatever." I was like, "Oh man, I feel like a schism starting."
Yeah, and then that whole thing where Rogue flies into a cabin and finds Cap.
Oh yeah,
The computer says OZT. That was like the comic book reference of Operation Zero Tolerance.
Oh, I know they explain so like, they explain it later on in the episode, but I mean, how's it? They didn't.
I don't think it was explained. They're still trying to figure out what was OZT.
What's OZT? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
They never explained it. Was like that made me think of the whole Museum of Tolerance. Remember that stuff as in middle? It was like the Museum of Tolerance.
Where
you go through the
That was all like, for the Holocaust stuff, right?
Yeah, but this is kind of like going through that whole weird thing where. And I'm right. It's funny. Like, I was thinking about the OZT, like Operation Zero Tolerance, was like trying to get rid of all the mutants on the comic book stream. So I was like, oh, okay then.
Is that basically what OZT is from the comics?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why Cap was there. Some Shield was trying to stop it. Shield's involved. Yeah.
At least a good Shield for now, right? It's not the Hydra shield, right?
It's
different from the MCU version, right?
Not the Hydra shield, but probably just a regular shield.
Yeah.
It's just shield. Yeah. Not yet. Do the
multiverse thing yet. I know. That's a whole big mess that would be.
Oh, man. Yeah, they already did a Hulk reference and then they did a Cap reference. It's like, jeez. And then it was like, oh, look. Brings us back to a Rogue. Those are what ties them all together.
Pulling all the stops, they just bring everything in.
Yeah. I know, like they were all Avengers. Ah.
I found it funny when Rogue took his shield and then just like yeeted it out. It's like, oh.
You don't need this.
Yeah. Oh, Cap, your hands are tied. You can't help out. Well, you won't need this. Whoosh. Oh, man.
Yeah. Cap be like.
Yeah. He's like, damn it.
Can't be like, pulls another one out. This has another helicarrier. Do I drop him off a new one? It's like, won't matter. It's like, okay, eat the shield. Just bring me another one.
I think, but now they could have put some technology into it, like something that would just like make it a homing back to his arm or something. Like the magnetized one in the MCU movie.
Or kind of like Red Wing.
Oh yeah, like it just flies back to him or something.
Yeah, it's all right. That's what they have Quicksilver and Nightcrawler for.
There, yeah,
go fetch. Go get it back.
He's just so used to it bouncing back to him, I guess.
Either that or just get Wanda bring it back,
yeah, or just conjure up a new one for him out of nowhere.
Man,
so I'm just skimming through the episode and then see the strong guy reference right there. He's helping out. Why don't they show the other X Factor guys if they're there, right?
They were like Polaris died. They had Polaris in the nightgown. Then she got blown up.
Oh, she did? Oh, shoot. Yeah.
They had a bunch of them in the Genosha
one. Yeah.
That's what was like all the random characters they just added in just for fan service. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it's like,
yeah, I wonder how many people.
Just blow them all up. Like Leech, Kalisto. They had all the warlocks. I was like, jeez.
Although a little spoiler for Eren, but Kalisto and Leech. I mean, if Magneto survived, wouldn't they have survived too? Because they were all together. Right when the Sentinel blasted them, but I don't know.
I don't know, but they did the little memorial thing for that.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay.
I'm thinking maybe they survive, or maybe just Magneto just saved himself. You know?
He had the bubble around the whole people, so yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. So that's why I was just assuming maybe they survived too, since Magneto survived at the end, which we find out later on.
But the only survivor Jean found was White Queen.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they all got captured or something. That's what I'm guessing. Just like Magneto. Oh, I don't know. We'll see. And then when Rogue gets into that, like, what, that destination in Mexico? I forgot. Or somewhere.
Oh, yeah. She catches up with Gyrick.
Yeah, with Gyrick. And who's Bastion? I mean, I've heard of him, and I know he's like some... He looks like a normal person, but I hear he's also a Sentinel. Like what's...
He's basically an android.
Okay.
Bastion's... Because, like, when you see, like, the little pictures of stuff, mm-hmm. If you watch the episode, like, you'll see glimpses of Nimrod.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember that old, the future Sentinel, Nimrod, from Cable?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see his face pop up every now and then.
Yeah.
So I was like, ooh, so Bastion's basically a fusion between Massive Mode and Nimrod. So I was like, well, yeah.
And, made a living human entity. Somehow? And human
looking? Yeah, so like, that's why he's like kind of android-ish. So I was like, because Nimrod's like, can absorb people's weapons and stuff too, like absorb their powers, to shoot it back.
Mm-hmm.
And then Massive Mode was the main Sentinel, so that when they fused, it became like a Sentinel Prime. Then you get Bastion.
And that's how it became, what's it called? Well, actually, I'll talk about it later on. After it starts, I'm just skimming through the episode. And then to get to Trask alerting the X-Men that he felt sorry or something. Like he wanted to expose.
Well, because he was a mutant.
Who, Bolivar Trask?
Yeah, he turned out to be a mutant himself.
He did?
That's why he's like all sad, yeah.
Oh, no. No, like...
It's like something...
From this episode or from another time?
I think it was... they don't backfill it in, but like that's why he's all sad. He was exposed as a mutant himself, so that's why he didn't want to do any more master modes.
Well,
so he went on himself.
Yeah. Well, anyways, before we get there, and it's funny like how later on when it gets to the whole Jubilee and... Roberto Sunspot, like, oh, he's got to pick up the courage. Like all throughout these episodes from the beginning, he's all worried about telling his mom or telling his parents that he's a mutant. And then just lo and behold, his mom says, oh yeah, we know. Like, what is that? I guess.
You know, parents know.
Yeah. Except this one. Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of get it because in this, like in this anime X-Men 97, they're tweaking the way that, okay, they're not upset, but now they want him to hide it. You know, they want to keep him in a closet. Oh, he's a closeted mutant, you know.
It's keep it in the closet.
Yeah. Keep it under wraps. Yeah. Sure you are. Keep it in closet. Just don't let anyone else know. Then carry on. You're a normal
teenager.
It
kind of goes back to the 90s rule. Don't ask, don't tell.
Oh, man.
D-A-D-T. Oh, yeah.
Don't ask, don't tell. Okay. Anyways.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
You don't know. Better to be held on and you don't know than just whatever. Like, who cares? D-A-D-T, baby.
We'll skip to that. So moving on, we get to the point where you got Rogue and X-Men, or well, first Nightcrawler catches up to her, And it reminds everyone that, yeah, they're brother and sister.
I know.
As weird as that is.
Both had the same mama.
I know the Mystique is Nightcrawler's mom. Like, legit, Mystique is his biological mom, right? Like, not adoptive or anything, but biological.
Yeah, the blues. That's the blue skin.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. Okay.
And then Rogue was like the adopted mom because I think she shapeshifted into her mom.
Adopted daughter. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I remember that from the original series. Like, she kind of twisted Rogue to be bad. Was she the reason why she stole Captain Marvel's power?
Yeah, Ms. Marvel's powers.
Yeah.
Powers. Yeah. That's how she got her super strength.
Mm-hmm.
That was like Ms. Marvel lives with that Rogue.
Yeah. That's why. That's that whole thing.
Yeah.
Cool. And we're just going through and we're finally getting to where you see, Bastion finally showing himself and taking care of Gyrick.
It looked like a clean cut Magneto, to be honest. I was like, geez, why did it make it look like, that wasn't revealed to the end, but it was just like, the show was like purple hands killing Gyrick. Like, like the night. But right. Like, why did it have to make them purple?
Because the Sentinels, right? Because they're purple. So.
I don't know, but like, if you're a kid like watching this, like a little toddler, mm-hmm. be like, it's Magneto again. Why is he killing himself?
Different look. See, that's why Magneto should have kept his helmet on.
Should have kept the red suit instead of the purple suit. Because now you're confusing the kids.
Oh, it didn't have the big M, you know. It didn't show the big M, so there's no Magneto.
Maybe he, because no, that's the big M's were the curly cued Magneto with the long hair.
Yeah.
And
this is a clean cut Magneto.
Yeah. Just
kidding. Or Bastion looks like a clean cut Magneto. I was like, what the? So confused.
Oh, well.
I was like, kind of rewinded the back of it. I was like, wait, why is Magneto killing the guy? Oh, wait, never mind. Someone different.
Yeah, someone different. Someone with a goatee. And yeah. But anyway, the trippy part is when they finally, X-Men, they catch up to Bolivar Trask, right? And he's all like on the edge of that building, like wanting to,
kill himself.
Yeah, he's already looking to kill himself for what he did, I guess. And then this scene is the trippiest part for me because Rogue lets him drop, right? But essentially letting him die. And then you see the split between the X-Men where like some were like they're okay with it and some were like not okay with it. I guess the most vocal being Morph, but Wolverine.
Everyone wanted to do it.
Yeah. I didn't hear any complaints from her. Like Cyclops didn't really say anything. Jean didn't say anything. Beast is probably like, yeah, hell yeah. Now, I don't know.
Oh, they're probably like, I didn't see anything. B-A-D-G.
Yeah. I didn't say anything. Did you see anything? Nope.
Yep.
And they're like, Morph, shut up.
Why are you asking the blind guy?
Yeah.
This kid is Cyclops.
Hey, he's just one eye.
All I see is red.
He's not blind. He just has one eye.
Fine, he just sees everything in red.
Yeah.
There you go. He's
that's
always
why.
Seeing red.
He's so always seeing red. Bloodlust.
Yep.
That's why. That's your trick.
Yep, blind rage. Yeah. See red all the time.
He has eternal bloodlust. Freaking Cyclops. Yep. That's why he's going crazy. But anyways. So this whole scene. And then the trippy part is he becomes a Sentinel Prime or Prime Sentinel? I forgot what you call it.
Yeah, he evolves into like Sentinel Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
I
guess it's explained that... what's his name? Bastion is able to turn people into sentinels. Is he converting humans into sentinels?
It looks like it because like the little drawings on the little people one looks like more humanoid.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and, looking at like facility they're walking through. It's all humanoid.
Yeah, humanoid like all the sentinels. Things in the little glass cases were like all humanoid Terminator looking things.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, that's
true. Like no longer sentinels or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, the little giant robot that kills the moles.
Oh, man. That's giving me a trip. And then it finally gets stopped by, finally, we see Mr. Good Old Bright Eyes, right? He drops
it. A random flash grenade. Yeah.
Here you go. Let me save you, Dad. I find it funny, like,
Nathan.
Yeah. Cyclops, like, what are you doing here, buddy?
What are you doing here, punk? My son.
Yeah. And then Jean's like, oh, wait, Cable's also a telepath, right? Like, he also has that ability, but he just doesn't use it. Or does he not have telepathy?
Honestly, they keep changing his powers. I don't remember anymore.
Like, I mean,
he's a mutant. He had some telepathy, but never fully used it.
Yes, it's like, I'm not big on the comics or anything, so I know Cable. I know he always has a big gun and his bionic arm, but I don't know what the hell his actual mutant abilities are. You know, besides having a glowy eye.
Yeah, and in one mutant universe, like, he had different powers. Like, he had in Ultimate Universe, he had the weird what was it? Yeah, he could copy people's abilities. So it was weird. But I think the main one in this universe is probably the telepath stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Ultimate Universe, they gave him mimicry where he could pull out Wolverine claws, do an optic blast. I was like, what?
What the hell?
He was overpowered.
Never seen that one, but all right.
Yeah, it was a weird 2000 X-Men when it was, Marvel went through a whole ultimate phase. Everything was called Ultimate.
Yeah. Because I always knew him to have I never really seen his powers, just his technology, his time travel technology. All the things he uses are devices, like a gun, a grenade, weapons.
It'll just be weapons, He was an armsman for a weapons expert.
Yeah. So it's like he's a Forge or Bishop kind of guy. I don't know. What's his ability?
He's basically Bishop, because Bishop took him back.
Mm-hmm.
But without Bishop's ability.
I'll have to see. Yeah, Bishop can absorb.
Bishop's absorption and send it back.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cable's is just telepathy or telekinesis.
He's got to have something. I'm sure he has something. Maybe I just missed it from before, or maybe I'll explain it here later, because he's got a bright eye. You know, that's got to be for something. Can't be just, unless it's a cybernetic eye, or is that his regular eye?
That's his regular eye.
Okay.
That's why I think that's a telepathic. Gotcha. Telepathic guy.
Sharingan.
Looking. Another one.
Oh, wait, Renegon?
The Renegon, yeah.
Yeah, Renegon. Oh, man. Naruto references there for people for the anime.
Oh, man. He's gonna Jiraiya you. Pain.
Oh, man. I like that. Never mind. And he tells Gene, get out of my brain. Whatever. You're not her. You're not my mom. Get out of here.
But I still like the Cable. He throws him in a grenade. I was like, maybe think of that Marvel versus Capcom 2, the stupid grenade that you keep throwing.
Oh, that's right. You know what? That's funny. They do moves like that. Earlier when Rogue, when she was at the military, she did her kick move, right? Her little downward kick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the little dive kick.
Yeah, they're doing
it. I was like, they did the little references to the arcade games. It's a stupid grenade before hyper beam. People trapped in the corner.
Yeah. Cool.
It's a sonic grenade.
Maybe that's why they finally put Cyclops to do some moves. They translated from the video game into there. I don't know.
Probably. Probably inspired from Marvel versus Capcom 2 or something.
Yeah.
The original.
I see how there could be a lot of references for this newer one. All good. All for the better. Yeah. I dig it. Oh, man.
I don't know.
So we got that. Then they got the reveal. Okay. Yeah. It's Nathaniel. That's your son, Cyclops. I was like, oh, no time for reunion. You gotta get this shit going. Which is what? And actually, I find it weird. This is my introduction to Bastion. I know we've already talked about a little bit, but then I see how he's connected to like this all these computer screens. So that does lead into thinking like he's part Sentinel, part whatever, or mix of everything, mm-hmm. right? He's working with Sinister. And then the other thing I keep hearing about that, do you think Apocalypse is going to be involved in all this or not, or show up later on? Is he a part of all this, do you think?
I don't know. So I think Apocalypse, not yet. Okay. Xavier will be. Magneto will be. So I'm thinking more Onslaught at the end. Because, like the fusion, since he's the fusion of Master Mold and Nimrod from the future.
Yeah.
And then we get the fusion of Magneto and Xavier. Which is Onslaught.
Gotcha.
So we might get the, since they're a little tying in already, like Captain America, Onslaught's supposed to kill everyone.
So you think because of that, then it's going to be that combination when Professor X comes back.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So like for those I don't know, like for myself, I'm aware of Onslaught, but I don't really know the story behind it. What's with Onslaught? Like, what is it? Who is it? That kind of stuff.
It's basically, this is Xavier's rage and his entity fused with Magneto's and Juggernaut. So it's like they're all coming all together, make this big red dude from like with his Magneto's powers and telepathic powers and like super strong.
X and Magneto like fuse together, or is it like something that they generate somehow?
They actually get fused together.
Oh, they not generated.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's weird. That's like, dude. Huh. This is a little weird. Yeah. Like, more weird things happen. It was kind of like Marvel's way to rewrite the storylines of reset different origins of different characters by killing them off and bringing them back again. You know, comic books, they don't stay dead forever.
I mean, animated, so they can do whatever the hell they want. So.
It's faster.
It's faster to do it. But, actually, funny that we talk about animation here. Do you watch the Invincible animated show?
It's all on Netflix, right? A little bit.
Amazon Prime.
Oh, just a little bit of it, yeah.
Okay. Never mind. I was going to reference this one of the episodes from there. They had an episode where the main character, Invincible, Mark Grayson, he goes to like this Comic-Con type thing in the show. And then he goes up to this guy who's like his favorite animator. And then they're just talking about, oh yeah, when's the next season of this show coming out? And then the animator's explaining, oh, you know, it takes a long time. You know, we have to do all these things to try to get this ready. You know, a lot of people don't know, but we use all these kinds of tricks to save us on animations. Like they're talking about how they would cover people's mouths so they don't have to animate the talking part. And then they would go like these wide shots so they don't have to do a lot of different people animating. They could just use backgrounds. Or like whenever someone's talking, they'll focus on something else, like the other person or like an area or object where they don't have to animate, you know, the face so much. So
yeah,
I kept seeing those references and I couldn't stop seeing it in this episode. Like just, oh man, I get it. That's how they cut corners and make it easier to animate. Like they just do all these shortcuts so they don't have to do a whole lot of animation. I don't know, just something I just mentioned. But anyways, yeah, that's another cool show I watched, finished. But anyways, X-Men 97. So, yeah, I mean, we get to the point where we're seeing, what's it called, Bastion and Sinister talking. And then it looks like they're going to out the X-Men because he's somehow getting the communication from the Shi'ar. That, oh yeah, Lalandra from Shi'ar is going to marry Professor X.
Look, Professor Xavier is walking.
Yeah.
He only took space technology. Yeah.
He's alive and he's walking. What the hell? He lied about everything? He's not dead?
But we could.
He can actually walk? What?
He needs space technology to walk, but we could make robots. It's
like. Yeah. I think he always, whatever. He could walk. I think he always just chose to be in a wheelchair. Makes him seem cool.
The first class explained it the best. The bullet to the back.
Well, didn't they do a thing?
Can't forget
in first class. Well, in that series, they also did a thing where like he could walk, but then he couldn't use his powers if he did, right?
No, he just shot him in the back when Magneto deflected the X-Men movie, the first movie.
No, I get how he got disabled, but I mean, I remember distinctly seeing something where he was able to walk, but because he was able to walk, then he couldn't use his powers. And I'm trying to remember where that's from, if that was like something animated or something from the movies or show.
I think that was from the next X-Men movie after First Class.
Yeah. I think that was with him and then, what's his name? Nicholas Holt, who was the Beast, Hank McCoy.
Yeah, like he walked, but like he was, I think something else distracted him from his telepath or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was, what's it called? That's when he had long hair also. Professor X. James McAvoy. His version of Professor X.
Was that one? Was that Days Futures? The Wolverine movie?
Yeah.
That was one of them. So, yeah. I don't know.
Whichever one is. Yeah, all the movies. Oh, man. That's funny. Whenever I see like James McAvoy, or I always remember Wolverine or Ryan Reynolds reference. Oh, which version of Professor X? McAvoy or Stewart? Which is going to be awesome because that's coming up. So, but anyways, we got this X-Men episode. I mean, this one was a little bit weird for me. I don't know, for this episode overall, because, okay, it was interesting because it's just right after the whole Genosha massacre. But then I was like, man, I feel like there's like a dark turn coming around with all these characters. So maybe your whole thing about Onslaught coming is going to be true to form by the end of the season or next couple episodes. I don't know.
It was either that or something with Sinister. Sinister also had a story arc, but I think Onslaught came first.
Okay. What happened to and then, like, Sinister?
It was something with the OZT. It's like leftovers or remnants of it. It's another storyline where like there's like some kind of pure different war factions, kind of like the anti-mutant factions who are like trying to eradicate all mutants. So they made their own Sentinels or whatever it was called. But the guy pulling all the strings was Mr. Sinister. So like, he was like just trying to get everyone to eradicate all mutants on his purpose so that he could take over control. It was weird.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, that was like one of those fun reads where he's like, oh, look, all the mutants are killing each other.
Oh, man. We'll see how he gets it. So
it had good artwork. I was like, I remember it was that Mark Silvestri was doing all the book work for it. So I was like, ooh, drawing was nice.
Oh, man. Leading up to ending here. There's only going to be, 10 episodes for the season of X-Men 97? I think that's what it's going to be, right? Because I keep saying that, oh, man, the last 8, 9, 10 is going to be the ending, right?
Well, that's what the director said. It was like 8, 9, 10 is supposed to take a dark twist.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, just them not caring. What's dark about that?
I don't know.
Blind rage. What's dark about that?
Where do you see what's going to be the ending of... I forgot to see.
Xavier lands in the earth again. Just kidding. What? My predictions. My predictions will be Xavier landing back on Earth. The end.
Was that the last episode?
Yeah.
Is that when he'll finally come back? The last episode?
That's what I'm guessing. That's my predictions. I don't know. No spoilers or whatever. I'm just thinking it'll be just like the cliffhanger and never be. It'll take another 5 years, like anime, for it to be animated again.
No, I think they mentioned that they already have season 2 done and then they're actually actively working on season 3 for this.
Yeah, but they fired the dude.
Yeah. Right? No, he already finished season 1 and 2. That's the thing. So they just need to work on season 3. So they fired him, but he finished season 1 and 2. So we got that at least. Yeah, so this will...
Still.
Yeah. Whichever. 8, 9, 10. Yeah, I think it's only up to 10 episodes. Yep. Only up to 10 episodes for this season. We got Tolerance is Extinction, Part 1. Tolerance is Extinction, Part 2. And finally, Tolerance is Extinction, Part 3. Oh, man. The X-Men must unite to face a new threat. The X-Men work to settle the score before it's too late. And lastly, the X-Men's dream is put to test as mutant-human relations reach a tipping point. So they're probably not going to get to Onslaught yet. Or maybe at the very end. If they
Just so, have it kill it all and reset the universe again.
Yeah. Reset.
Yep. Kill them all off to reset the whole universe.
So, I like how you mentioned that because of the release of X-Men 97. So, actually, before we move on from there, I mean, what'd you think of the episode? Is this a pretty good episode for you? I know you said it had a lot of callbacks and, like, things to whatever.
It's still, like, I don't know, like, just watching the whole series is, well, still keeping true to, like, all random fan service, whatever, mm-hmm. showing random characters to still get people's peaks of people's interests.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, kind of funny, like, showing all different mutants or whatever. I was like, oh, look, it's all the different references to the X teams. So, like, yeah. Started bringing back all that lore to the comics again. So now people are interested in the comic books again.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird.
Weird, but in a good way, right? Yeah.
I guess it keeps the franchise alive, at least.
Yeah, that's good.
But it brings new people's attention and new people actually playing with the toys again. Some kids are playing with the 97 figures. So they're like, oh, cool.
Yeah, or even the old video games or different things. Yeah. I like how X-Men 97 is just bringing it into the light, especially since, I don't know, we got years until the X-Men movie comes out, right? But at least in the short term, we actually have Deadpool and Wolverine, right, this year. So that's going to be awesome. Yeah. Like all this kind of X-Men stuff is kind of coming out. It's going to be awesome.
I guess all the X-Men hype for the beginning, yeah.
Mm-hmm. To at least appease us until the actual X-Men, whatever it may be, movie comes out later. So hopefully not too long.
I don't know. All the Marvel movies have kind of taken a hit.
Yeah. That's all right. That's why they took this whole year off to like figure that shit out. Oh, man.
No, it's still funny. So? I don't know. It's going to be different when it's like, huh, I don't know. Hmm. We need more crazy director to direct more weird stuff. More Taika Waititi. Hmm. And Guardians would be different too without Star-Lord. I was like, oh.
Without James Gunn also.
Yeah. You took out the people that made the movie.
Well, it's a whole other team. So, I mean, there's a whole story that can be with those guys.
Yeah, it'd just be Rocket.
Yeah. And Star-Lord's still around. He's just on Earth temporarily. Hanging out with his grandpa or whatever, right?
Yeah, and then Nebula and Drax are around. They're in nowhere. They stayed there.
Yeah.
They stayed guarding nowhere. Then you could tie in Thor's sister now in Venom.
Thor's sister? What?
Yeah. It was like different than Hela? newer comics. Like they took Angela from Image and then made her Thor's sister. What? Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that character at all.
So she's from Spawn.
Uh-huh.
From Image Comics.
Okay.
It was like one of the female characters from Spawn was a villain, mm-hmm. and then became a hero. Yeah.
And that person converted into Marvel?
Yeah. I don't even know how they brought her in. I don't know. But it was just, I remember, it was like, oh, look, Angela made an appearance now in Thor. I was like, oh. Huh. Okay, Thor's sister. Nice.
Thor comic, right? That's the only thing that makes sense. Yeah.
And then they sent her ass to like the Guardians of the Galaxy. I was like, ah. Okay. Bring a new character from a different franchise into Marvel. Okay. Now put him in the Guardians of the Galaxy that no one knows and throw Venom in it.
That is so weird, like, I guess.
Yeah. So I was like, they could go awkward with this, with the Venom stuff. Put him in Guardians too.
The weirdness of the comics. And then if they ever translate that into the movies, be like, what the hell? What is this weird stuff?
It's fan service.
Yeah. Eventually,
it's how you make money. It's how you make money. There are more characters in it, the more you can sell it off.
Yeah. Well, they did try. Okay. we'll do a little bit of Marvel bashing a little bit. They've tried this tactic, just throwing shit out there, right? Just throwing all these TV shows, all these movies, and, you know, just kind of like, just kind of throw it out there. And it kind of just, without a good story, without really good, you know, like characters to care about, I mean, those movies just failed, I think. Right? Ever since Endgame, basically, there hasn't really been like anything that great, that good.
I don't know. You can Marvel bash all you want, but remember the failed TV shows. Generation X had Jubilee. It was pretty bad. Live action 90s X-Men spinoff.
Okay. I don't even know that one, but.
It was from Fox. They had some weird. It was bad.
Okay.
Oh, and then man, they had to look that up. They had the other one too, like what was that other show where they're like high school kids, but they're new mutants or whatever?
That was a movie.
That
right?
was another.
That was a movie.
That was a movie and a show. I think it was a show.
The show, huh?
Yeah, they had like.
I remember there was one called The Runaways.
Yeah, no. That was like a kind of recent one.
Yeah, but that's recent. That's like a few years ago,
and then
before it got canned. But yeah,
I was like, there's so many spinoffs that they made from X-Men. I was like, man,
that's right. Time to simmer down and put it all together. So,
cool. Because of they try to compete with Smallville, which was like more, it's a linear story. X-Men goes like divergent a lot.
Yeah, it's like the timeline, right? Just like splits into all these different branches. Right
from no, like splits of different branches, but it's all happening at the same time. Like every hero has their own story. It's like whoosh, what?
Yeah,
where's Storm? Yeah. Where's Wolverine? Where's Colossus?
That's true. Well, that's how you can expand on the movies if you just focus on each of the characters individually, like in their own individual story. But I don't know. We'd be in a superhero movie forever genre.
Yeah, that would be basically, was it the Justice League where they all get their movies later?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, we'll see. Hopefully it all makes sense when they all finally come out. So, yeah.
I don't know. Need to bring back Punisher. That was like one of the best movies from the old Marvel days.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Punisher, I mean, do you watch the Daredevil Netflix? Oh, it's on Disney Plus now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that was when Bernthal was.
Yeah, John Bernthal.
John Bernthal.
Yeah,
yeah. I was like, yeah, that's all right.
Did you watch his Punisher show?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah. And that's why he's coming back.
Yeah, but the original one was still funny because it had Diesel, or was it Kevin Nash?
Nash.
He was the guy trying to kill Punisher.
Yeah. Is that the one with Thomas Jane as Punisher?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's man. The one where it's like the guy's making spaghetti and then Punisher's fighting Kevin Nash that's trying to get killed. It's like, it's pretty cool. It's one of the memorable scenes.
Nice. All right. So I think that caps it up for us for X-Men 97 at least. I guess, anticipating whatever the last few episodes are going to be leading into the season finale. Any other thoughts you have?
No, just thinking in my head now is a stupid Cable. Unblockable.
For video game reference, right?
Yeah, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, Unblockable of Hyper Beam.
Cool.
The grenade. I was like, oh god, the traumatization of getting caught up on that stupid combo, you're dead. It's like, the horrors. The flashbacks. The little grenade, ping, and then hyper beam, the gun, then the hyper beam. Oh no!
I have to replay dead. One of those. Oh man, cool. So yeah, well, Jeff, I want to thank you for being on a podcast episode, being my guest today. So thanks, and
next time more whiskey.
There we go. We shall.
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. There we go.
That's
new name for WTF.
Yep. In case no one caught that reference there. So I'll make sure to put the explicit warning on whenever that episode comes out. So
Right. It'll just change into him to Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Oh, no.
Oh, man, if that wasn't taken already, but yeah.
Cool. Okay, Whiskey, Tequila, and Fireball.
All right.
Not taken. Yes.
All right, that wraps it up. Any last final words for me? Anything you want to promote? Oh, actually, go ahead and promote.
Oh, if you guys like Comic-Con, go check out the Ninja Exchange at Carlsbad Shops. It's basically the vendor aisles at Comic-Con, similar to Frankincense.
Gotcha. Is there something people can look online to check it out?
Yeah, just follow the Insta, Ninja Exchange and Carlsbad.
Okay. Got it. All right, folks online, see Instagram, Insta. You can see them on Ninja Exchange, Carlsbad. So if you're into comics, as you probably are listening to this X-Men 97 podcast episode, then you probably are. So thanks again, Jeff. And let's, everyone, hope you enjoyed listening to us. Hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast. Until next time, have a fantastic day. Hey, guys, thanks for listening to our show. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback for us, you know, we greatly appreciate that. If you can send us an email to worktimefunpodcast@gmail.com, or you can send us a message at X, you know, formerly known as Twitter, and our handle is @worktimefunpod. Thanks again.